HarperCollins presents 10 Survival Skills for a World in Flux by Tom Fletcher. Read by Tom Fletcher. Prologue. Zainab's Moonshot. This journey started with a question that I failed to answer. Lebanon's Bekaa Valley is one of the most beautiful places on Earth. For centuries, empires have fought to exploit its fertility and control its location at the hinge between continents. Visitors have sunbathed while looking up at snow-capped mountains. Famously, the Roman Empire survived on bread and circuses. The bread came from here. So did much of the wine for the circuses. The awe-inspiring ruins of the temples of Bacchus and Jupiter at Baalbek in the Bekaa Valley are testimony to the value to Roman civilization of both. More recently, this place became a center for the cannabis cultivation that helped fund a devastating Lebanese civil war. The tourists have since dried up, deterred by travel warnings and the yellow flags and roadblocks of Hezbollah. In the Bekaa Valley, it is refugees who now dominate, the battered human overflow from conflicts in Syria, Israel-Palestine, and beyond. Our convoy had bumped along the dirt road in the evening drizzle. This was the last stop of a long day touring the bedraggled refugee camps that were now home to Syria's civilians. I met Zainab outside the small tent she shared with her extended family. The shelter had a roof made of old tobacco advertising boards. 12 years old, she told me she'd been out of formal education for 4 years. Her family had fled Homs, a town now pummeled to rubble by the barrel bombs of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Her school, home, hospital and innocence had been destroyed. With her father killed and her mother working long hours in a bakery outside the camp in which she now lived, she was bringing up her 2 younger siblings, including trying to teach them to read and write. Zainab gestured to a corner of the tent. Her youngest brother, Ahmed, was kneeling on the damp floor, drawing with a stubby black crayon. He was my son's age, 8, but malnutrition and a wariness of adults made him seem much younger. Hesitatingly, he showed me the picture. Stick children and warplanes. The planes were shooting stick missiles at the stick children. The stick children were either running or lying on the ground. Food and clean water were scarce in the camp, Zainab said. Medicine even more so. But that was not what she wanted to talk to a visiting ambassador about. Her light brown eyes were shining at the possibility that a makeshift school might soon open up in the neighboring camp. I want to be an astronaut, she said. This was not what I had expected. But it was good to have a diversion amid the gloom. That's brilliant. Do you want to go to the moon? I mimed a rocket, fearing my Arabic might need some reinforcement. No, she replied, in accented but perfect English. I want to find safer planets for Ahmed. I felt a wave of despair. Did I have any right to mouth the usual platitudes about dreaming big and working hard? She could do both and yet still be overwhelmed by the odds. Was it wrong to try to share any sense of hope when I knew that there was so little prospect of it being rewarded? I stammered something about the need to keep going, to make time to study. She nodded gravely. This was clearly not the first time Zainab had heard it from white men with photographers in motorcades. And it would not be the last. A bodyguard tapped his watch and flicked his eyes towards the cars. The Lebanese military had told us we could not plan on passing through Hezbollah checkpoints after dark. An ambassador accidentally taken out in the conflict zone in which we were travelling would have exactly the chilling effect on Western engagement that the regime in Damascus sought. Perhaps somewhere a teacher might battle exhaustion and class numbers to help Zainab and Ahmed catch up. An NGO campaign might shift more funding from all the other life-saving priorities towards education. A Western politician might face down the corrosive drumbeat of tabloid racism and give them a chance to start again in a new country. Luck, resilience, and kindness might conspire to help them defy the odds. And maybe Zainab would get her moonshot. But it would take a massive amount of luck, resilience, and kindness. As I turned to leave, Zainab grabbed my sleeve. Her face was earnest. But what do I really need to learn? She asked. What are the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?